This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war.
Drew Hernandez got my heart beating faster earlier because the energy, the fact that he understands this is imminent, this is do or die right now, this is hundreds of years of evil building up to take down the United States and the West, this is palpable danger to your body and to your very will. And it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. So in the time we have left, we salute your amazing work going into these towns and cities. What else do you want to impart to folks about the fact that this is game time?
I just want Americans to understand that they're and I'm really saddened that it's gotten so tribal. But I want Americans to understand there is no gray area. These people are you're either with us or against us. This is how they act on the streets, Alex. When I'm out there and they find out that I'm there, they start chanting my name. They start threatening me. They start getting in my face and threatening me, pushing me out of an event because I'm different, because I have a different political ideology than them. There is no accepting or tolerant, even though they claim to be tolerant. So my message right now to people that might be, you know, sitting on the fence, just hoping that Donald Trump will fix it, or just hoping that, you know, like guys like myself or Alex Jones or Savannah Hernandez or Owen Schroyer will fix it, that we can only do so much. We can only say so much. We can only cover so much. It's the everyday American that has to stand up, that has to speak up, that has to get up and do something and say something themselves. That's why we have our freedoms. That's why men and women that have gone before us have bled and that have died for this moment, Alex, for this moment. Because whenever freedom is on the line, sacrifices have to be made. And that's where we are in 2020 right now. Because our lives and our freedom and our constitutional civil rights are being stripped away from us. Not only digitally, Alex, but now even in the real world. I'm receiving death threats right now, Alex. I can't go back out and report tonight because Antifa is already announcing my locations. Because what do you think they want to do, Alex? Have a conversation with me? Ask me why I'm reporting what I'm reporting?
No, they're scum. They want to silence you so that they can work with the media to control the narrative and claim that the police burned down the buildings.
Absolutely. And that's who these people are. This is who's going to gain ground. If Joe Biden gets elected, if a globalist gets back in the White House and takes the congressional, all seats, Senate, everything. If they get in full power, Alex, I think the number one thing that they're going to do is take the Constitution away. And they're going to bring in their New World Order agenda. The new normal is going to be everybody's new agenda. You'll be told what you can do. You will literally be commanded what you can say, what you can see, what you can watch. This is where it's going. And Alex, I know you've been talking about this for years, and you're being vindicated right now because everything you've ever told us about this tyrannical government that's coming to destroy the West is happening right before our very eyes. And people need to give you a break because there's a reason why you've been silenced. There's a reason why they don't want you to speak. There's a reason, Alex, why this has all happened to you. And it's because of this moment, Alex. It's because of this moment.
Well, God bless you. I'd love to give myself credit. I just read the most powerful people, David Rockefeller and stuff, saying this was a plan 20 years ago. And I thought, we better fight it. And they sure came after me. But you know, when you're over the target, you're getting the flak, brother. We appreciate you. What are you going to do next? We got 50 seconds. Join us again. We're doing a special show tonight, by the way, since you're locked down because they're trying to kill you. From 7 to 9, if you want to pop in, it's commercial free tonight with Deanna Lorraine, Savannah Hernandez, myself. If you'd like to pop in tonight, we'd love to have you join us for 30 minutes commercial free. But in 30 seconds, what else is on your radar?
Awesome. I'd love to. Let me just check my schedule. As of tonight, I would like to go back out and report. I got to just connect with some people that I really trust for security measures.
Well, regardless, we'll be following you tonight. We're going to be talking a lot. We love your spirit, and God bless you,
sir.
We'll
see. Thank you.
Amazing. Best places to find Drew Hernandez's information is at Twitter, Lives Matter Show, and YouTube Lives Matter. Amazing. We'll be right back with your calls. Then we've got Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez coming in studio. They just got back from Portland, which was just as crazy in a different way as Wisconsin.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathering outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Election countdown, 70 days. Election countdown to take back America. Starting tonight, 7 to 9, some nights it'll go longer. Commercial free. We'll still have breaks for the local stations. We're going to run promos during those. So instead of 14 minutes of ads, you'll have like 6 minutes of ads an hour. And we're going to be here every night, 7 to 9, when it's election night or during the RNC. We're going to go longer, and it's going to be Savannah Hernandez, Owen Schroyer, Greg Reese, myself, Alex Jones, David Knight some nights. We're going to have Deanna Lorraine come in and as a guest reporter, and co-host some with us when she gets here in a few weeks. She'll be here with us co-hosting tonight. So we're here. I'll be doing Saturday shows 2 to 4 p.m. commercial free. And then Sundays, as I've been doing for a long time, 4 to 6. But Owen's going to host a special show. It starts this Sunday. We haven't decided the name yet. It'll be commercial free, 6 to 8 p.m., a call-in show and special guests, because there's so much news, so much happening, and so much going on. All I ask is you realize how incredibly urgent things are and that the enemy has launched this whole AI giant takeover for this moment, believing they can finally try to shut down the American people. And we knew we had to build our own video sharing system, our own satellite, our own radio connection. We knew we had to stay on commercial. We knew we had to promote analog. We knew we had to get as many people on the email list at Infowars.com/newsletter so that we could move into the future and support and sponsor hundreds of other organizations and groups with no strings attached. Just, you're doing good work, here's some money. That's where your purchases and your financial support go. So buy your fish oil. Buy your good, clean Turbo Force and Rainforest Plus nootropic and energy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your water filtration, your air filtration. Get your storable food that obviously, even if Trump wins, it's going to get more crazy. We've got the highest quality at the lowest price you're going to find. I mean, there's some stuff five times more that tastes gourmet, that tastes better. But it tastes really good. It's nutritious, high quality. Some of the stuff, you know, people go, oh, this tastes like it was gourmet. Some of it tastes okay. But it's high quality food, great packaging, great storage, last 25 years. Get your orders in now while you still can, because you saw everybody panic with 8-week shipping for us. Everybody else was sold out in lines at you. Everybody got their stuff a few weeks early. That's when they got scared of the virus. I said, don't get scared of the virus. Get scared of the lockdown of the economy and the depression that's going to come. So I hope Trump can turn it around. I'd say 60% chance he wins even with fraud, but 30% chance he can turn this depression around. They're keeping things on life support right now. He knows we're under artificial foreign attack, so they are using inflation to prop it up. But it's the only move he's got. I don't blame him for it. But this is such a critical time to be alive. It's so insane. So, Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, I'm glad you guys decided to go out to Portland. You were going to go to Chicago first. You decided to go to Portland last minute. You went there. There's hours of footage of Bandai video. It's all over InfoWars. Of the street clashes, of Antifa attacking, the police standing down. How would you describe it, Savannah Hernandez?
It was like a civil war out there. And, you know, Alex, you always use the word deranged when you're talking about these leftists. And I was talking to Greg about this when we were there. You always say that they're deranged, they're demonic, they're foaming at the mouth. And I always thought it was a bit dramatic. But going to Portland was exactly that. The people there are demonic, they're evil, they're angry, they're deranged. I've never seen anything like it, and I don't want to go back. The violence we saw from Antifa as they marched through neighborhoods, as they approached the police, as they approached the Patriots who were in front of the Justice Center this past Saturday, something that's been happening for the past over 80 days now, and no one has put a stop to it. It was shocking to see, but not surprising in the least. And my biggest takeaway from this, because a lot of people are wondering, well, why is Antifa allowed to do this for so long? Why have we let this gone on for so long, especially in these neighborhoods?
It's to encourage others to do it.
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't know is that the people in those neighborhoods are actually encouraging the marchers. They're standing on their balconies and their porches and they're clapping. They're saying, you're here. You're doing a great job. Thank you for everything that you do. And that's what made me realize that they've been allowed to do this for so long.
Oh, yes. Blue cities attacking the rest of the country.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what this is. The people in Portland have allowed this to fester and turn into this huge mess, and they're now trying to branch out off into the rest of America. They're planning on going to Kentucky. We've seen them in Charlotte. They were in Wisconsin, and they're going to continue to branch out the closer we get to the election.
And people ask how I knew this 10 years ago. The universities were saying, we're getting rid of free speech. We're going to turn everybody racially against each other. Then we're going to explode and take over the rest of the country. And you're like, oh, they won't do it. These big corporations didn't put tens of billions of dollars into this for no reason. This is their plan, Gregory.
Absolutely. The other thing that became evident is their main strategy. They're basically puppets for the mainstream media, and very few of them are aware of that. I would say the majority of them is like this mentally ill army that they've recruited of just angry individuals from all walks of life. But then there are the ones up front that are instigating. They're you know, we got them on video clearly trying to.
That's key. You've got the mentally ill mass, but then you've got these psychological experts that are controlling them.
Exactly. And then they also have a team of press, of black bloc press all over the place trying to get, they're looking to capture this, the optics of, you know, the Patriots being the violent ones and Antifa not being the violent ones. And so it's clear that some of them know what's going on. And then Savannah caught some of them in a parking garage where they were getting overtly violent. And that was the first time that they expressed any concern for her filming it. They didn't want that on video. And that clearly showed them stalking down like a group of three people or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're bully scum.
Exactly. And it's so well organized, Alex. The media keeps trying to tell us that Antifa is not a well organized militia, that Antifa is fake. Well, me and Greg went and witnessed. They have vehicle convoys. They have people on mopeds. They have their own press. They're very well organized. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're coming to your neighborhood because this is the Democrats' plan to take over the election, to take over America. Every single day we see a new city being burned down. And it's
now, you imagine once these commies are in control? I mean, literally, this will be who will be ruling over you in a FEMA camp is one of these degenerate child molesters. Because most of them, I've studied their M.O., they're child molesters. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Savannah Hernandez, Greg Reese, and
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, it's commercial free, and by that, 6 minutes an hour, 4 minutes at the bottom of the hour, 2 minutes at the top of the hour. We'll have promos we play, but stations will have some of their ads, but for us, it's commercial free. 2 hours every night, then Saturdays and Sundays, an extra 2 hours. So not just 4 to 6 p.m. with myself and Owen Schroyer, 4 to 8 p.m. He comes over 2 hours after me. That's our commitment through the election. I've told people, get ready through January. This is going to be insane. Appreciate the crew. We've tried to hire more folks. Never had a better crew. You guys are amazing. We love you. I want to go to calls next segment, but Savannah Hernandez, Gregory, starting with Greg. Why'd you guys pick to go there? You said it's going to be the worst ever. How'd you know that? How would you describe it? The media has spun it a bunch of different ways. What really happened? They say biggest street battles ever since, like, World War I. We were having street battles or something in the U.S. I mean, what the hell was going on here?
You know, honestly, I got to give credit to the spirit, you know, for guiding us, because Savannah's been bugging me forever about going somewhere and getting into the heat. Mostly she was talking about Portland, but then just recently she was talking about Chicago. And I just asked her, why not Portland? And then we just asked our news director, Rob Dew, if we knew anything about perhaps the Proud Boys going to Portland or anywhere. And then he inquired and right away got a reply that they were going to Portland, which was the first we heard of it. So we immediately picked Portland. And then the rest of the trip was very synchronistic. It reminded us a bit of Hong Kong when we went to Hong Kong. But, yeah, we happened upon it seems to me this is the first time these people have been challenged in Portland for the 80 days they've been protesting. And I was actually hoping for a better outcome, but to be honest, they could claim the victory because their numbers seemed to grow throughout the 2 hours we were there, and eventually they drove that crowd out of there, cheering victory, cornering them in the parking
lot. And to hear them saying, down with America, again, if it's so bad, get the hell out. Though they don't want to, they want to conquer it and then ruin the economy and take it over.
They were also there burning American flags too, Alex.
And they had guillotines for them.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up, too, how the mainstream media has been trying to cover this event at the Justice Center. Because, of course, we're going to see that it was right-wing extremists, that it was the Proud Boys who are Nazis and this white supremacist group who are attacking these poor Antifa types. But what I want people to notice, too, because there's a reporter for Vice right now. He guessed that one of the Proud Boys came and broke his fingers with a baton. First off, he was in the heat of the battle. I was standing right there. I got that exact same shot.
Yeah, they throw themselves in the middle of a battle and then selectively go, I'm a
exactly.
victim.
Exactly, but I want to point something out. So Antifa has this very well figured out. They have Antifa press. A lot of the people in those videos that have press helmets and press vests are not press. They're with Antifa. And I watched them.
Well, a lot of them call themselves medics.
No, they're medics and they are press. Alex, they have separate different groups.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So they have a bunch of different people. And the press, they actually instigate a lot of violence. And then they'll like set up a scene, they'll instigate the violence, and then they'll take a video of the Proud Boys being violent extremists against, innocent Antifa types.
Oh, yeah, so I had that Facebook-funded group come up like last year when we were in D.C., and these women go, F you, white person, all this stuff. And I didn't say anything back racist, but they edited that I attacked Native American women.
Right, exactly. And that's what they're doing. They figured all of this out. And it's just this very well-constructed, well-organized group up there. So to say that the fact that we have Democrats in office, again, still completely refusing to acknowledge that Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization in America is ridiculous.
Nadler says it doesn't, it's a myth.
Yeah, exactly. I would love Jerry Nadler, let's go to Portland. You and me, let's go to Portland, let's walk the streets together. Because I was out there and I got bear maced, shot with paintballs, eggs were thrown, silly string.
Yeah, show them. You got a paintball scar.
I got a little paintball hit. And, you know, this was a very real thing that was happening. And residents in Portland, too, because Greg and I had an Uber driver, and she was basically telling us, you know, a lot of the people in Portland don't agree with this, but I think they're really scared to speak up because the majority do. And those that don't, if you speak up, you're going to get attacked. Your house is going to get burned down. Your family is going to get beaten.
So let me ask you this, and then Greg, obviously, they're going to say that the election's stolen. They're going to contest. When Trump tries to contest the contention, they are going to trigger what they call a race war, but it's really leftist activists. All this is just beta testing to get ready. You see it all escalating. It's not even speculation now. They admit it's the plan. What do we do, Greg, with 70 days out to get ahead of this and expose it? Trump called for our help today. He said most important election ever. I agree.
Well, there's never been a more important time in the information war. I mean, the army of angry, psychotic, mentally ill people that they have, and that is the majority of them, are just people that are mentally ill. None of this would have been possible without the mainstream media, because these people are just out there repeating the talking points because they've put all their faith in their favorite celebrities. Or their
yeah, they're mentally ill people that have been told, go crazy, you're a hero.
Absolutely, and they're convinced of it, and you can see it, and the only thing that's going to change them is changing that information, changing the... Because right now, the trendy thing to do, and they're getting support from all of pop culture in America, is to go out there and burn things down and to just say every white man is a racist and America's horrible and destroy it all. One of the craziest things I saw there was someone spray painted basically something like, may the things that we burn down someday be built back with love.
No, so, light the way for the future.
Make the way for the future.
Yeah.
But basically it was an admission that they have no plan whatsoever for what's coming next.
Oh, it's like double think. So people are robbing stores. They go, I can't breathe. Or like when a guy steals a little white kid's bike, he goes, you're a racist, George Floyd. It's like an excuse to be evil.
Exactly, Alex. And so many people have talked about how Black Lives Matter is a Trojan horse to bring communism into America. And that's exactly what it is. Because if you go out in the street right now and say, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, or they're domestic terrorists, you're immediately labeled a racist, and you're immediately discredited by the media and the left, by the mob that is ruling.
So how do you think it's going for Soros and the Democrats? Because, I mean, Obama and then their body language is they're scared.
Yeah.
And Trump's coming out calling them out as criminals. There's some indictments have happened. I mean, I don't want to be over-optimistic. I don't want to be, you know, over-negative either, but how do you guys think it is?
I feel optimistic. I mean, we're out there, and basically what we're witnessing is this is like Lollapalooza in a dark, like it's Sodom and Gomorrah Lollapalooza. I mean, it's just a drug,
it's a blue city
party.
Throwing a fit on itself.
Absolutely. That's all. It's a desperate, insanely desperate attempt to get out of a mess that they're never going to get out of. That's the impression I got out of. And so what that tells me is for the next several weeks, we're just going to see more of this and more of this and more of this, because this is all they have.
That's my next question. It's escalating. What comes next?
Yeah, we made a good point, too. Greg and I were talking about this, that Donald Trump basically is allowing this to happen in these cities because he's forcing people to say, okay, we need police, we need your help, we need law and order.
The only thing that's going to change
Well, he
anything.
Made the perfect choice. He didn't just do that. He tried to go in first. They called him racist, so he pulled back. Because usually he knows it's an agitprop. They're trying to catch him in some violence, so he, yeah.
And this
exactly.
is also why I think they sold him as a dictator from day one, was because they knew that if he did come in and make some moves maybe too soon, then he would look to the average person like a dictator.
Well, yeah, I watch these cops in Wisconsin. People walk up and aim guns at him. I'm sorry. I'm not looking to kill anybody. You're not blocking my car aiming a gun at me.
No.
I mean, I'm really impressed by the police restraint there.
The police have their hands so tight in Portland. I watched them give 10 warnings to Antifa the first night we got there. They still went. They destroyed 3 police cars. They broke windows. They threw glass. The police could not do anything because, again, Democratic leadership. The police they had their hands tied. So if this is how you want America to be, please vote for Joe Biden. You're not going to be safe on the street. You're not going to be safe in your own home. And you're
but just like that army sergeant they tried to pull out of his car, the guy got killed.
Exactly.
They're going to run into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that when we come back and we'll write the phone calls. I'll ask the listeners that, too. Well, whatever topic you're calling in about, you can bring up. I love the wild card nature of it. Also, what's your line in the sand? We're not looking for violence, but we're not going to bend over and take it forever. And listen, the best defense is a good offense. Once we go on defense, that means offense. constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Countdown 2020, taking back America.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, you live to see it. The combined forces of the Chi-Coms, the EU, the Hollywood scum, the blue states, the blue cities, the EU world government, throwing everything it's got in America. And you notice God has a sense of humor, though, and threw up Donald Trump as a standard against the enemy. It's up to us to heed that. And Trump's been firing the bat signal. I may not be here much longer. I've cut off these one-sided deals. I'm doing fair deals with people. I want to be friendly to everybody, but we're not taking it anymore in the keister. And now he came out today and he said, they're engaged in massive fraud. They're coming after us. Biggest election in our history. I need you to watch out, America. I need you. He says, you've got the power. That's what he just had to say.
Some really bad things. We have to be very careful because they're trying it again with this whole 80 million mail-in ballots that they're working on. Sending them out to people that didn't ask for them. They didn't ask. They just get them. And it's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not going to be possible to tabulate, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. We have to be very, very careful. And you have to watch. Every one of you, you have to watch. Because bad things happened last time with the spying on our campaign, and that goes to Biden, and that goes to Obama. And we have to be very, very careful. We have to be very, very careful. And this time they're trying to do it with the whole post office scam. They'll blame it on the post office. You can see them setting it up. Be very careful and watch it very carefully because we have to win. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
And that's not hype. Everybody knows it's true. So I tell you, he's a liar all day. I want to go to phone calls. We'll go into the next hour. And then Gerald Salenti will take over the last 45 minutes. But I'm going to go to every person that's holding. We're very thankful for everybody holding, whether it's Douglas or whether it's Kristen. We're going to get to everybody. But just a brief comment on that historic situation, Savannah Hernandez. I see the president talking like that.
He's completely right. This is a very important election, probably the most important election in our history. The American people have gotten comfortable because Donald Trump has been in office. But they need to realize that they are the last line of defense, basically. We need to keep President Donald Trump in office, and we need to fight for our country. Because what we see in Portland, what we see in California, is going to spread across America if we continue to allow Democrats to take control.
And it's the whole world government ganged up on us right now. And again, big tech runs death camps in China. That's who they are. It's sick, Greg Reese.
Yeah, you know, I think the more the volume turns up on all this, the better. And, you know, Trump needs our support. If we're going to bring back law and order, then we have to do it in a way that's judiciously, and we have to do it through law and order. And I think that requires the voice of the people to demand it. And the only way the average person is going to demand it is if the heat's turned up. Because a lot of people have just become so desensitized, they just assume that, you know, corruption is part of politics and everything. But the more they can see how crazy and destructive this thing actually is, the more they will demand that the president follows through and takes care
of it. You're right. This isn't the old cycles of rotting America and corrupt groups just fighting over money. This is the takedown of the country.
This is absolutely.
This is not normal BS.
There's no getting out of this. There's an article out. I saw something about how get ready for the new excuse of saying, well, we had no idea that that was happening or something. I'm talking about how everyone on the left can back out of this by saying they didn't know. And the only problem I have with that article is there's no backing out of this at this point. I mean, it's gone way too far.
Oh, if they win, it's hell on earth. Yeah. I mean, I saw a bunch of articles going, what happens if we take it from Trump? There's going to be a big backlash. Yeah, called real war.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, you know, you guys steal this, you're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what we're seeing now is just a precursor to what's going to happen, Alex. And I mean, I really do hope that people wake up. And again, I mean, myself included, you know, I've been watching politics and following politics for the past 2 years. And once you see all of this stuff start to connect and realize that what we're seeing in Portland, what you're seeing on Twitter right now is very real and it will be at your front door if you don't stand up and fight back. We have people actively burning out American flags, like, and nobody's standing up against this. This is just common now on the streets of our own country.
And who do they work for? A foreign power. Well, they tell us we work for the Russians. All right. Who's been holding the longest here? I'm going to go right to your phone calls now. Really appreciate everybody holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Douglas in Ohio. Douglas, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. Good day to you guys. Hey,
you.
I just want an emergency message to get out to Trump. First of all, I think one of the major things he needs to do is go open Fort Knox. Show us the gold. Show America their gold. For help us, please. And then what about all the billions of rounds of ammo and the AK-47 still sitting in warehouses ready to feed Antifa when they're ready to deliver their
They have caught, that's even in the LA Times, the Chinese government shipping in AK-47s and all this ammo. It's crazy they're actually trying it. They just can't find any slobs who are actually willing to carry it out. That's kind of the good news. But, yeah, Trump's tried to declassify a lot of documents. He's tried to release the alien stuff. The bureaucracy will not release it. So it's like if I told somebody across the hall in the finance department, hey, write somebody a bonus. If they decided not to do it, it would be a big problem for me. So people want Trump to do all this stuff, I mean, he's only one man, but I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Who's up next here? Let's go to Kristen in Wisconsin. Kristen, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I actually was on scene in Kenosha shortly after Jacob Blake was shot, and I took the viral video of the officer getting hit in the head with a brick.
Okay, well, stop there. Hey, guys, cue up the video of the officer being hit in the head by the brick. Thank you for getting in. Thank you for holding. Tell us what you saw in Kenosha.
Well, Kenosha is crazy. Everyone's a lot more violent. I was also in Minneapolis, and I'm seeing a lot more angst towards racial division. And I believe what you're describing on your show is a future being pushed for fully automated luxury communism, and they're using anarcho-communism as a social engineering tool to accomplish this future. Obviously we've talked about, or you've talked about, robots doing everything while you sit at home in your live prison, and this is all just one way to push us into that Unagenda 21 voluntary home. But yeah.
No, I totally agree. So what happened to the police officer? What was happening at the scene? A lone cop's got a lot of courage, pulls up in the middle of a horde of 100 crazed people burning buildings. So he wasn't a coward, gets hit full power in the head with a brick. And then tell us how he's doing.
From my understanding, I have not heard anything an officer on how he is doing, but I know he was not killed because that was not portrayed by the media, at least not yet. But basically from what I saw, because I was right there, is that the police officer was trying to break up a fight, and another police officer was trying to get the vehicle out because they were just trying to defuse the situation and I think leave because they realized that they were causing more problems at the time than what was going on because more people were congregating, and I don't know.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I was a cop down in these cities, I'm not going to pull in the middle of 100 people that hate me. I mean, I'm going to just go home with my gun. If they come to my house, I'm going to defend myself. I mean, at a certain point, my God, this is out of control. I mean, you pull up around 100-plus people want to kill you, and then they hit you in the head with a brick.
Well, Alex, and two, sorry, Greg, go ahead.
I was just going to say their strategy depends on taking advantage of the good nature of people, because you could see in that video the last thing that guy was expecting was someone was going to actually throw a brick at his head. I mean, it's just not what we're used to in this country, and that's their main, one of their main tactics is stooping as low as they can.
And again, I'm sorry, but look at these other cops. Well, they do nothing about whoever did it.
And I was just going to add, too, that we've been so focused on the defund or abolish the police movement, but the police already have their hands tied. The police already aren't even enacting.
Well, let's say it. They've already emasculated the police. They've already emasculated the police.
It's already done.
All they did in Portland was play a recording over and over again. That's all they did.
No repercussions. And if people did get arrested, they were immediately released. There was the ACLU legal observers there.
Oh, by the way, all the ACLU does is support the destruction of freedom, free speech. They work with Soros. They got bought off on ACLU as a criminal organization.
Alex, I watched them walk with Antifa and watch them and see who got arrested so they could help bail them out. There's also the National Lawyers Guild, who is writing numbers
on
Antifa. Yeah, they were writing their number on Antifa members' arms so they could call them if they got arrested and immediately get let out. And that's what's happening.
Because the power structure is behind them.
Yeah,
and this completely emboldens them. And so you could sense that they feel victory. They feel like they're running that place and they're winning the revolution. They think they're winning.
Because all the money and all the power and all the Chi-Coms and all of Hollywood and all the blue states and all the blue city and all of it, because they're the rebels. Everyone's, all the powers. No, you're not the rebels when King George III is on your side. You're not. We're the rebels, and we're going to win because, you know what, we don't want the establishment on our side, a bunch of child molester, devil-worshipping filth. Kristen, you're amazing. Give your info to the producer, please. I want to get you on as a guest. We'll be right back.
Nothing.
Finally, the police stand out. We can move against you. Black.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shotgun with your host, Alex Jones. We're taking your calls right now. They'll have a chance to give us more analysis into the next hour. We're going to your calls right now, bam, 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 as quickly as possible. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Georgia. Aaron, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Brother, good to talk to you. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Dude, God bless you, man. You're a patriot. I watch you every weekday. It's awesome. I'm kind of nervous because I've never got to call in before. I've always never made it. So.
Well, we love talking to you, and we love you sharing the links, because that's how we defeat the globalists, is your human intelligence overriding AI. When you get pissed, nothing on earth can stop Aaron.
That's right. I'm a fighter. I'm a hillbilly from North Carolina. Yeah, I live in Georgia now, but yeah, it's in me. Hillbillies are fighters, you know?
We know it.
So I wanted to basically call and see if you could put the documents that you use, like Lockstep, Agenda 21, on a link on your website so that we can print them up and give them to our libtard friends. Because they're like, well, where's the evidence? Where's he getting this from? Where's he getting that from?
If you just type in Lockstep, I think the top link goes right to the Rockefeller.org website.
So we can print them in, so we can do it right from the website. Okay, cool, that's good. And also, have you ever thought about putting a chat or some kind of way that we could organize so that when we're having marches, we could organize and say, hey, we're InfoWarriors, we're going to meet
here,
we can communicate.
Believe me, I've got a good IT department. We're a small organization. We're constantly trying to do that. I think we have, like, chat stuff on the articles now on Band on Video. But, yeah, we're trying to organize stuff. Believe me.
Cool. And then one other thing, I'm just trying to brainstorm to help you because
no, you're helping, brother. Go ahead.
I tell everybody. Also, on your sharing or your links, is there any way to get them to share just to a text message? Because some people don't have WhatsApp. Some people don't.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't have a link to the text messages? Yeah, it needs to have the little green marker.
Yeah, because all it does is it goes to Facebook, Twitter, and then it'll go to WhatsApp, but it doesn't go to a regular text message.
You are a genius. Let me call.
Just trying to help, because I don't get Facebook or Twitter.
You're not trying to help, brother. You are helping. Listen to this right now. We're calling right now.
They're evil bastards. I'm sorry.
We're redoing InfoWars right now and updating it. There we go.
That's cool, man.
Hey, I got you live on air. This fellow wants you to put, you know, like in a text message, like a green symbol. Like you have an iPhones or Android, so we can have the symbol for people to send via text message on all the articles. I think that's really smart.
Yeah, it is.
So let's add that to band.video, and let's add that. But usually just the forward button, like the square with an arrow up, that's all we. That goes to everything, right? But I guess when you hit that, it doesn't go to show a little green deal?
I believe it does. That's how I always share articles with you and other people.
But we know you're evil these days. So. All right. Well, listen, make sure it happens. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir, to you. Sorry, caller. Sorry, I'm being silly, Aaron. Go ahead.
It's all right. Keep up the fight, brother. Keep up the fight, man. That's all I'm saying. Keep up the fight. I just wanted to praise you. Of course, any other time I have like a zillion things to say, and then the one time I get through, I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot what I'm going to say. So anyway, I love you, dude. Keep up the fight.
Aaron, we love you. And, you know, I made the joke about Zimmerman. I think he's like 26 years old. He's a great guy. And I don't want to fight with the Q people, but it becomes like this LARPing, like this imaginary secret agent thing. And we're like back in junior high, and then I see this stuff out like, Jones was ordered to get rid of Millie Weaver because his boss, Michael Zimmerman and Rob Due, told him to. And, you know, this is from the highest level Q information. And I'm just like, come on, I don't want to be mean to Q. But when anybody can say they're Q and then say, you know, forget Roger Stone, he's an agent, Jones is an agent, everyone's an agent but us, it's ridiculous. And I didn't mean to go off down that rabbit trail.
Oh, it is ridiculous. You know, I think the path that one takes when you're red-pilled and you start going through the rabbit holes and you start pursuing truth, Robert Anton Wilson wrote about it, that there's a period that you go through of pure paranoia, and you must either pass through that or you'll just end up baking in paranoia forever. And that's what we're seeing.
That's it. Like, we're saying don't trust the system, awaken whatever. So they create a spinoff group where any operative can say everybody else is not trustworthy, and then they put out this info on the real leadership. And then people, once they bought into the fraud, cannot admit that they're wrong.
Exactly. Well, the ego will keep them from ever admitting that they're wrong. So they become just stuck in the false narrative. And very few people ever have the strength to question their own ego. So that's exactly what we're seeing. And that's how this whole thing is being driven, is by taking advantage of our ego.
And, you know, I blame our own media, too. People are so used to being lied to that they never know what they can trust anymore.
Well, that's it. And it's just so frustrating because all we do is expose the globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like trying to stay out of this stuff with people, and then they just won't stop because there's this power trip when you're LARPing in the Q thing where you're in the secret group, you have the key intel, and then some weirdo operative that's actually a globalist is manipulating you to attack people that are actually in the liberty movement, but you can't admit it because you're so high on the idea that you're part of this, you know, big super thing. When if you just went and videotaped the left attacking, or you just went to church and woke folks up, or you took care of your mom and your dad, or you praised God, or you had a garden, just being a good person is what changes the world.
And just questioning things is what changes yourself. If any of these people would just, I mean, nothing against Q. I appreciate Q. I think Q's been a huge red pill for the whole pedophilia thing. But there's nothing wrong with questioning Q. There's nothing wrong with questioning anything.
Because anybody can pose as the Q thing.
Well, exactly. And the only way any of us are going to find any semblance of truth is to question everything. There is no one good source. You know, that's what you're always telling everyone, to research it for yourself. And that is the only way.
Well, the caller just called in, and that's why I brought this up. And he said, give me lockstep. And I went, it's at Rockefeller.org. Yeah. I mean,
easy to find. I'm always pulling it up myself.
I had a newspaper reporter call me this weekend, and I talked to him, and they go, where's your proof Bill Gates admits 80% of people that take his vaccine get sick? And I sent him the CBS report where he admits it. They were speechless, said, let's move on. I said, no, we're not going to move on.
Alex, but that's what they say. We live in such an age of laziness where people want you to do all the research for them and put everything out before them. And that's why people are so easily manipulated and brainwashed. Because if it's not right in front of them in a 140-character tweet, they don't have time for it. They don't believe it. They're moving on from it.
Like, it's all how it looks on the surface, whether it's real or not.
Exactly.
And it's exactly how it's designed to be, because the last thing that they want is a population to actually question things and look into things. So that's what they want, the quick response, the low ego. All emotions.
Well, I mean, that's why when I get up here and I say they want a post-human world and to rewrite all carbon life forms, that's officially Club of Rome. That's officially Ray Kurzweil. That's officially the Wall Street Journal. Of course it's insane. I feel insane saying it. But this is the people run things. Believe this.
And it really
so goes, I got to tell you.
It goes back for thousands of years. I mean, in the books of Sumer from Sumer and Mesopotamia, they talked about a division between the leadership where one side wanted to completely enslave people spiritually. It was specifically saying spiritually, which basically means, you know, thinking individually and following your heart and having
putting on their own control system.
Right. Keeping them in a group mentality, a group mind, divide and conquer so that they can just.
Do we have free will or not free will? It always.
Well, I mean, I think we have free will, and what they're doing is basically they're offering us
a
choice.
I agree, but they're saying, give us your free will.
Yes, exactly. Hand over your free will, and we will tell you everything to do. Whatever's trendy, you just got to do whatever's trendy. It's pop culture, and the herd is always going to respond to the pop culture and nothing else, it seems. And so the only way to really change this ultimately is eventually they're going to have to change the media. They're going to have to change the voice of the media, because none of this would be possible without the media.
Oh, absolutely. Well, here's an article. Arizona Representative Paul Gozer, child trafficking and deep state are real. Systemic racism is a hoax. Challenging Kevin McCarthy, who is a horrible person. Now, listen, people say, well, wait, are you for Q or against it? Q only existed 2 years ago. Ted Gunderson and Anthony Hilder and David Icke, 40 years ago with Ted Gunderson, 30 years ago with David Icke. I give credit where it's due. It's not about, of course people go, well, Jones talked about it 26 years ago. Yeah, of course I did. But it's not about territorializing. The Q thing becomes like this, like a gang in high school. Like, oh, you're not with the Q. You don't pay homage to the Q. And I'm like, no. But then Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, comes out against it and says, there's no place for this anti-Semitism, saying there's child kidnapping rings. He's saying Jews run any child kidnapping rings. No one said that that was a Jewish thing they run. But he says, oh, this Q thing with the child kidnapping is anti-Semitic. Well, I'm defending the good Q people that care about the child trafficking and care about what's going on and are right. And they're good people. They got into a movement that other people can manipulate. We're not saying you're bad. We're saying whatever a random person says with the letter Q, if someone shows up at your house and says, buy these magazine prescriptions for me, I have a Q, you don't just bow down like they're the new priesthood. Okay, so yes, Q 40 years ago told Ted Gunderson what to do. David Icke, myself. Q gave birth to me. Q is my father. No, it's not. I just won't bow to it as the cult and say it's my God, it's my king with random esoteric crap. I'm Alex Jones. I'm here on air telling you real stuff. And I see the Q manipulators disease people I know and ruin reporters we have and have them just say officially, well, Q says you're a Fed. I'm with Q. And I watch that mental illness destroy people and it's bad. But then I see the patriots take it over, so the globalists ban it. So there's a battle of.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.